Well, he did it again. If you missed it.
Some things change, some remain the same.
75 hot dogs and buns! A world record! 75 hot dogs!
Official 75.
75!
Joey Chestnut.
Is that him screaming or is it somebody else screaming?
No.
Because it's frankly disturbing, really.
Yeah, that's
it's like
one
his
of the referees.
Proud father. Joey Chestnut!
Joey Chestnut! He won his 13th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. It's Ann on Raven. How many did he eat?
75.
All right, got it. We got it.
What was the record last time? Was it 74 last year?
74. It was 2018, actually.
They do stretch for the distance.
Last year, I guess.
Right. Only 71 last year or 67
whatever.
Or something like that.
But, I mean, obviously, he always wins. That's like his thing. He always wins.
For the
wins.
Most part, yeah.
Yeah.
They had that other guy that's no longer there, I guess. There was some sort of controversy as to who was the greatest ever.
Right. It's Anna and Raven. Now, the bigger issue that has come out of this is not that Joey Chestnut has once again won it, because always he wins it, is that ESPN started the debate about whether he should be considered one of the greatest athletes of all time. Now, time out. Because that is his 13th win.
I saw there's a belt and everything now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's real gold, but I saw that there's a belt and all that.
So they started comparing him to Rafael Nadal, who has won 12 French Open titles.
Oh, yeah, because that makes sense.
Bill Russell's 11 NBA championship rings.
Right, of course.
And they even, CBS even tweeted a photo of him next to Michael Jordan and Tom Brady's combined 12 championships being outdone by Chestnut's 13 hot dog titles.
ESPN, clearly, just like everybody else out there, is struggling for content.
Oh,
and they're looking to make something out of nothing is what's going on here. I mean, I'm not saying it's nothing to win 13 Nathan's titles,
right?
But it doesn't make you an incredible athlete.
I disagree. So at first I saw this and I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
But then I started thinking about it.
Right.
And when you think about athletes, they're gifted in certain ways.
Okay.
Right? They're incredible athleticism.
Right.
Like Tom Brady, he's got a great arm.
Right.
He's built great, you know.
Okay.
Famous NBA players, well, they're able to shoot and they're able to really hit with precision. Joey Chestnut has, I guess, an esophagus or a stomach.
Right.
He's
taught his stomach to stretch
like a Greek god,
and then pull across.
Yeah. Like that should also be, that is something that your body does that other people's bodies don't do.
Well, but
these athletes.
But it could do. And the other thing is to say that Tom Brady's just got a great arm or Bill Russell can hit a shot is completely tone deaf to the fact that, to be a great athlete, to be a champion, there's a million things that go into it. It's not just the fact that you can take the shot or whatever.
Right, but you have to train, right?
Well,
you don't think Joey Chestnut trains?
No, I think he trains.
You don't think he's eating hot dogs all the time?
I think he trains.
Right.
But, I mean, it reminds me of, let's say, it's the same amount of training they would put into, let's say, a pig that they have hopped up on hormones that just lays on a thing of hay and then shoots out piglets.
He doesn't
like
take
aliens,
steroids.
The sequel. He's like the mother alien just in the back, and he's just churning things out.
He doesn't deflate footballs. He takes those hot dogs and he shoves them down his throat.
After he dips them in water, it's disgusting.
Listen, no one's saying it's not disgusting. It is disgusting.
So, what did Coney Island sound like with nobody there? Let me give you a list of names.
Okay.
And you tell me if Joey Chestnut belongs on this list, right?
Yeah.
Serena Williams.
Yep.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Lawrence Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah. I mean, why? Maybe you didn't hear this. Do you know how many hot dogs he ate?
75.
Proud father.
Right there.
That's my boy.
Yep. It's babysitter confession week, Anna and Raven. Okay, so what's been going on is that my older daughter, who's 11, had made a comment to me. We have a babysitter that comes and helps out during the day when I come to work.
Of course.
And she's the absolute best. But, while over the weekend, my daughter would not stop crying, the little one. She's 19 months old. So my older daughter says to me, Ma, we just give her Milano cookies.
We just do what the babysitter does.
I go, what?
Okay.
She goes, no. Whenever she cries and she won't stop, we just give her Milano cookies. I go, that's the solution?
Right.
She's like, yeah.
Doesn't seem like a very nutritious solution.
But, at first I was like, how many Milano cookies does this child have?
Right.
She says four words. One of them is cooey.
Right.
Cooey. Now it's all starting to make sense to me. But I was thinking about it. Would you ever babysit when you were young, Raven?
I can't say that I really did, but I would go over friends' houses when they had babysitters or whatever. You know, I was the oldest, right? So if I wasn't entrusted to babysit them, I would just immediately get out of the house. That would make it easier for my babysitter.
Right. So I went through a period where I thought I was going to be a professional babysitter because, like, a lot of girls out there, you think you're going to be like the babysitters club and
sure.
all that.
I'm gonna stack paper.
I've only been fired twice in my life. I got fired from being a babysitter from this family.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful. I was, you know what? I'm not really good with kids. The truth of the matter is, it's a miracle that they let me leave the hospital with my own.
If they're not yours, there's a certain time yeah. period, and when the egg timer goes off, the tolerance is over.
It's true. But we figured, you know what? It's true. Babysitters have a lot of confessions, things that they do that they're not supposed to do. So all this week, you can call us and let us know what your babysitting confession is. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
So I used to babysit twins, and they were identical, but I never, ever had a problem telling them apart. But one day, we were walking down the street. We were going to a park close by, and one of them fell right off the top of the slide, like the very tippy top. And I thought she was fine. So I called her mom just to tell her what happened so she could know. I reassured her they were fine. You know, I got her home, but then she had a huge lump on her head.
That's not good.
I had to call her mom again to just let her know what's going on and what did she want me to do. And she actually told me to bring her to the pediatrician to get her checked out. So I was so nervous that I called my mom to watch the other twins so I can go to the doctor. I didn't want to have to bring both of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're almost three. That's just not fun at the doctor. And it wasn't until I got to the pediatrician and checked in that I realized I actually had the wrong twin.
You brought the wrong twin.
Right.
It didn't give it away when you realized this one is fine and doesn't have a huge lump on
their
head.
This one is not injured.
Yeah.
Now it's like, do I have a lump on my head? They looked at me like I was crazy. I had to explain to the nurse and then go home and then get the right kid. Meanwhile, so my mom, she just, whatever. And the other kid, she didn't say anything. She just sat there and ate goldfish and watched TV. So I feel like she's fine, you know? She didn't cry.
Yeah, but if she knew she was going to the doctor, three is a hard age. Because if you knew you were going to the doctor and you were scared, you probably wouldn't say anything anyway. You'd be like, yeah, take my sister. She's the one. Maybe she's get away with it.
Rope-a-dope.
Did you ever tell the mom what happened? I mean, I guess you had to, right?
Oh, my God, I did not. And I actually brought the doctor's office Starbucks so they wouldn't tell either.
That's so weird. All right. All this week, we want to hear your babysitter confessions. Only, if anything, to make me panic more as a mother.
Right.
You can always call 1-800-330-9999 or you can send me an email, anna@annaandraven.com. Big road trip this weekend I took.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. Get out there, go somewhere. I mean, that's the only way to get around right now, right?
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. But it's really fascinating because as you drive through the states, every state approaches COVID differently.
Right.
In New York, you see these signs that say, like, basically the gist is like, COVID is still here.
Right.
Stay safe.
Don't forget.
Right, don't forget.
Don't forget. There was this thing.
Yeah. In Connecticut, they've got those light up signs on the highways and it says, don't speed. Help your healthcare workers,
right.
Which makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Because if you get into a car accident, the hospitals get taxed, that type of thing.
Please. I feel like it's just like a way to like sneak in like, hey, just don't speed. And then you kind of feel guilty about it because you're like, oh, the nurses, my gosh.
I feel like there's been less cops out there on the road to pull people over. So I guess the signs are a decent reminder.
Not in Delaware.
No.
So I'm driving through Delaware.
Okay.
And the first sign I see says, welcome to Delaware.
Yeah.
Mind your COVID courtesies. And I go, what?
What's exactly a COVID courtesy?
What is a COVID courtesy? Now,
right.
Keep in mind, Delaware is one of the states that we can't travel to because if you do, you come back, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse down there. Yeah. So now it's like, roll up the windows,
right.
Everybody!
So you didn't get out in Delaware is what you're telling me.
I had to go to the bathroom so bad.
We got to wait till the next state.
My husband, Paul's like, he's like, we could just get off this rest stop right here. I go, we can't get out of the car in Delaware.
Right.
We don't even know what our COVID courtesies are.
I'm glad you were diligent about it. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I mean, coming back from a weekend road trip, that would have been a problem for me.
Right. It was a serious problem. And then I kept thinking, I can't get out of the car anyway if I wanted to use the rest area because I don't know what my COVID courtesies are. What do you think a COVID courtesy is?
Maybe it's remain 6 feet apart, you know, because it's hotter, people are more relaxed. And maybe it's don't question somebody on their mask policy because I know people are getting confrontational with each other or whatever.
Mm.
I'm wearing it. You're not wearing it right. you're not wearing it the right way, you coughed into it. I don't know. You know, I actually have no idea.
I think a COVID courtesy is actually when you compliment people on their mask.
Oh.
You know how people do that now?
Nice mask.
Oh, nice mask. And you're like, really? It's like the regular surgical one that everybody wears. It's thank you.
But it's the pat on the back to say, like, you're being responsible. I'm being responsible. Thank you for being responsible.
Let's just Google COVID courtesy.
See what comes up. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, here it says it. Mind your COVID courtesy.
Okay, but what does that mean? I mean, that's the thing you just said to me.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
It says tipping. You're supposed to tip 25% on food takeout delivery. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to kill germs, not kindness. I was right. Remember to give people compliments. Okay. Delaware's weird, man.
Right. So that's it. So just we're going to beat this thing by being nice to each other about each other's masks, I guess.
And giving more money to the delivery workers.
Or just you know, keeping your windows rolled up and waiting until you get to the next state to go pee.
Keep dogs on a leash. If unleashed dogs jump on others.
What does that have to do with COVID?
That's your COVID courtesy. There you go. Keep your dog on a leash. Smile and wave people. Tell them you like their mask and make sure you're tipping 25%. There you go, Delaware.
Okay, carry on with that, I guess.
That's all I need to know about you.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you position yourself directly 2 feet in front of me, even though I have an incredibly elaborate setup, and you block my view of the water at the beach.
That's what everybody does.
That's
Come
all
on.
I need to know about you.
Anna, you know the rules with this. First off, if you have to be in the tide line, if you actually think you're going to keep the space between you and the water, because everybody will always go in front of you.
Over the weekend, I was in Ocean City, Maryland. And here's the thing, is that everybody, I have to say, for the most part, was really respecting the social distancing thing.
Trying to be
thing.
Courteous,
yeah.
right.
I was actually really proud of, I don't know,
you were Maryland. You were proud of America?
I was proud of America.
Glad you were out there. You and Kanye, both.
So there we are, and there's two people set up right on the line, like before, like it breaks down to where the water is.
Right.
And I give them the 6 feet, so I'm like diagonally behind them 6 feet, but I have a clear shot at the water because I'm a helicopter mom.
Right.
And the waves are rough, so I need somewhere where I can stand.
Right.
Where I've got one eye on the kid behind me that's playing in the sand, and I've got one eye on the kids in the water,
yes.
And I can scream things like, "Too far!
Right.
Come back in!"
Right.
And this lady comes. And even though I'm
parks
standing
right
there,
in front of you,
front, and wedges herself in between these two people,
yeah.
And I am so spiteful.
You're steaming. You're furious.
But what are you going to say?
You can't say anything because it's public area.
Yep.
And everybody has to find their own spot. This happens at the beach all the time. Again, you have to be willing to be down there in the low tide line,
or
you're
going
to have to push stuff back.
That's where I was, and then she still went right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I go, you know what? And I just kept screaming like a maniac.
Right.
I just kept yelling at the kids.
You just
and
let the
loud.
Kids get crazy and loud and do that.
And she's like looking over her shoulder and giving me like skank eye. And I go, you can look at me all you want. I am screaming from this spot for the last half hour.
I mean, it works both ways. You sick the kids on her by letting them play and be as loud as you want in their ear. Mm-hmm. And then you know what? If she wants to go ahead and push back on you, she plays gangster rap on her Bluetooth.
And then Dakota, she kept.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You just blare
at the beach.
Music.
You play some gangster rap. People pull their kids way back. Oh, profanity.
Well, you know what I did?
What's up?
Dakota really likes throwing sand.
Oh, good. So you just encouraged that.
I didn't encourage it. I just didn't tell
didn't
her not
stop
to.
Her.
Listen, 6 feet. If you were 6 feet away, that sand wouldn't have reached you.
That's all
I need to know about you.
If you have to dive in the pool, search every inch of the house and the outside property, including emptying the trash from your July 4th get together in the middle of the driveway in 90 degree heat to find your cell phone. That's all I need to know about you. By the way, wife's cell phone, sitting on the roof of my vehicle all day.
Yeah.
In the blaring sun because she put it down when fireworks were lit on the 4th.
But you know, the thing is
good
that,
call.
What is she going to do? Just give up on
I
her
had
phone?
To swim under the stairs of the pool, like everything, like it was crazy.
But don't you have the locate your phone
thing? Oh, yeah, but guess what? As soon as the temperature thing goes, hey, I'm a phone and I'm baking in the sun, that stuff don't work.
Oh, I don't like when it goes
We've got
like that.
Tile on there, too. She's like, there were 10 people here. She starts going through the merits of our friends.
Right.
Which
Who
ones?
Stole her phone. When you lose your phone and you immediately think your friends stole your phone.
It took hours before she got there, but I'm telling her, I'm like, you lost your phone.
Right.
I'm like, every
no
person here
your phone.
Has been here before.
Why do people do do
Nobody
that.
Nobody cares about your photos, but that's where your mind goes. That's what happens. Like when your kid's 15 minutes late for curfew, their car's clearly flipped over and they're on some deserted street.
Right. Well, that's actually logical. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. I thought I dreamed it. I thought it was all a dream.
I mean, he's been teasing it for years.
It's Anna and Raven. I was away over the weekend. You know, like when you're tired and you're out of sorts and you're not really sure where you are?
Yeah, you wake up and it's a strange room.
Yeah,
and
you're not
right. What day it is and what time is it?
And I woke up and I rolled over and I looked at my husband. I go, I had a dream that Kanye West announced that he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband doesn't know what's happening in the world.
Right.
He's like, that's ridiculous. So then I got my phone. I went on Twitter. I go, oh my God. Dream.
It's totally happening.
Yeah. Kanye West tweeted over the weekend, we must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States.
Yeah. And you know it's real because Kim retweeted it.
Well, she with a flag emoji.
Right.
So anytime she uses
I guess
only
there's
an
t-shirts
emoji.
T-shirts and sweatshirts and stuff that you can already buy. Although he's done none of the other things that you have to do to run for president.
No.
But I'm not sure, you know. What do you really need to do?
No, you have to get a certain amount of signatures.
Okay.
Okay, you have to do that.
All right. Well, I mean, he could get that with her followers pretty quick,
easy. I guess so. But he also missed the deadline to file as an independent in a lot of states. So he won't be able to file as an independent. He can't do it.
So, I mean, if you can't file as an independent and the Democrats and the Republicans have already chosen their nominees, then what do you do?
I don't know.
You're a write-in campaign?
I don't know. That doesn't
actually seem like it would work.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then the best part was that there started an argument online, which for some reason I started debating in my head.
Good.
That Taylor Swift should run against him. And I was like, who would I vote for?
Do you think
Taylor
that she just,
Swift
she wants out of that ever since that argument ever began 10 years ago?
She's like, I don't want to be president.
Right.
And I want people to stop associating me with Kanye West.
Right.
You know?
Right. I mean, overall, of all things.
But the best is all the politicians and like the political analysts that start saying like, well, if he runs, he's going to take votes away from so-and-so, and, you know, he's going to be running on this platform.
I don't think that this is a real thing.
But you said that about Donald Trump running for president, too.
But Kanye West comes up with these ideas all over the place. He does these things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when Kanye West says he's going to do something, you go, okay, well, he's creative, and he stays up late, and he's got a lot of time on his hands. I mean, I don't actually think he's going to do this.
Raven, there was a time years ago, I'm just going to remind you, that we sat in these exact same seats that we're sitting in right now.
Right.
And when Donald Trump announced that he was running for president, you looked at me and you said, no one's going to vote for Donald Trump.
Well, I thought it was a negotiation for The Apprentice for the next season, which, by the way, would have worked very well.
Right, but it did not. It didn't turn
out that
way.
Well, that wasn't the way he chose to go.
Uh-huh.
And clearly, you know, people chose what they chose.
For the record, I'm voting for Taylor Swift.
I don't think that she's going to run. I know that. But, I mean, what would be more fun than watching Kanye burn through a few $100 million?
Kim's $1 billion.
Right.
Right.
We were doing great.
Yeah.
Everything was great. Now we live in a trailer down by the beach.
Fine. Governor Cuomo has cleared New York City to enter phase 3 today, which includes manicures and pedicures.
Oh, so nice. Welcome back, everybody, to civilization.
It's Anna and Raven. My nail salon actually texted me their reduced hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, they have my cell phone number?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Well, it's good that they do because I tell you something. If you want to get in there right now to any of these type of spots, it's really difficult, man. They're booked out for weeks in advance. So you got to do what I did.
What did you do?
Lie. That's what you do. You just show up anyways. That's what you do.
You lied like you had like when you lied, you have a reservation at a
restaurant? Oh, yeah. Oh, totally had an appointment. Completely had an appointment.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
There's
what is
nothing
wrong with you.
First off, all right, as a man, you know that I enjoy a mani-pedi.
Which I think is, I'm not supposed to say this.
What?
Because
what? Because it's, are you going to be sexist? Oh, it's okay for you to get your feet done, but it's not okay for a guy?
It's weird.
Do you understand what it takes? I mean, basically, like, I need, like, an air or a die grinder to do my toes at this point, or a professional.
Just very strange. I just find it weird that you go regularly for pedicures.
So I was able to go. I was able to go over the past week, all right?
Yeah.
The restrictions, what they are in different spots. And so I go in, and first off, when you call, I mean, it's the same. You call, you ask for an appointment. All of a sudden, now it's 4 to 6 weeks out. Like, you seriously can't get anywhere near the place. But I know after going to the nail place is that they take anybody. There is never a time where they refuse to make money.
Well, it's always 10-minute wait, and then you're waiting an hour and a half.
You're waiting an hour and a half. It's exactly right. So yeah. I was like, you know what? They open at 10. I'm going at 9:30.
Right.
I'm going to say I have an appointment and be there and just see if they take me. Wouldn't you know? First girl shows up to open the place up 15 minutes before they're actually ready to open, and I am the first one there. I show up. Hi. You guys opened it. The door was open. I walked in. Do you have an appointment? Of course I do. And then they make you write your name down on the sheet, right? And then they cross-reference that with the computer and so forth, and they never said a word. You know how I knew how to do that?
What?
My wife did that 3 days before.
So you went by yourself?
My wife went.
You didn't even go with your wife? You went by yourself?
Nope. I went by myself, and my wife said, if they ask, tell them your wife made you an appointment. They did the same thing. Looked at me. You had an appointment? Yes. Yes, I do. They look at the computer. They look at the book. Okay, great. Put me right in the chair there. I was first in line.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Do you know what 4 months of crud on your nails amounts to?
Yes, I know. I lived it.
Well,
I'm aware.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I had to do what I had to do. Here was the thing, though. They're just getting back to work, too, so I don't think they're in the normal cycle of things.
Yeah.
So the girl that opened the thing fills the tub for me to put my feet in, right? She goes and uses the bathroom. She was gone for 10 minutes.
Right.
I don't think that her body was ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she left the bathroom door open. And all I don't know what she ate the day before.
Your feet were so repulsive.
But it was terrible for me. I couldn't say anything. I just had to go through it or whatever. But that seemed like the trade-off. I lied about the appointment, but yet I have to stand here and smell this.
You don't think this conversation is strange that you had to go through all this? You don't think it's a little bit weird?
I will take my. It was worth it, man.
Oh.
My toes felt so good.
Did you pick ballet slippers for your color for your toes?
Oh, no, no. I never get the color, but they always ask me the clear coat, like if this time's going to be the time. Then I'm like, sure.
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't have an appointment, but I made it, and it was worth it.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. What has gotten worse as you've gotten older? It's Anna and Raven. I'm the youngest out of most of my best friends.
Okay.
And they always said to me, wait till you turn 40.
Right.
Wait till you turn 40, you know?
Right.
Next month, I'm turning 40. Oh, God, I don't even like to say it.
It's funny. When I was growing up, I was always the youngest of my group, too. And now I think I'm the oldest of my group, or I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm up there.
Yep. And they kept saying, like, everything changes once you turn 40. And I was like, all right, whatever. But what I've noticed lately.
Not for me. It's not going to happen that way with me, Anna Zapp said.
No,
I'll be fine.
I'm going to take good care of myself. I'm going to be fine. It's like it hits you like a ton of bricks in the face.
All of a sudden, you got run over by a train.
I have always
It's called age and father time, and it's here for you.
And I don't like it. And I don't like it, Raven.
So what is suffering right now in your life?
Two major things.
Okay, number one.
One.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I can't see. Like, all of a sudden.
No, I can't see.
Like, what happened?
No, you know I can't see.
What happened?
For the last two, the funny thing is all I can see at this. I can't see anything regularly. And as a matter of fact, today my eyes are killing me from allergies. But the only thing I can't see is my hairline running away for its life.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going.
It's true.
But it's clearly behind me.
It's true.
Is what it's doing. I don't know what. But I had so thick hair.
But I used to be, I always bragged that I had perfect vision, which I always did.
Right. Oh,
20/20 perfect vision.
Thought I'd be a fighter pilot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The eye guy used to tell me all the time, wow, you got great vision.
I used to be able to see a sign that was 4 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was nothing. I open a menu.
And you got to move it closer and further away.
I move it close. I move it further away.
Right.
I take out my phone.
Yeah.
I put the light on it so I can
see.
I go, what is happening? Like, what is happening to my eyes? But I refuse to believe that there's anything wrong.
Well, you're not going to do anything about it. I mean, I have glasses. I just won't wear them.
Oh, I won't do that. I'm not.
I only went and got them 1 year because I was like, what? I got so much sitting in the FSA. Let me go.
Yeah.
And never worn them.
Right. And then on top of that, I've always been like, I'm not a thin, naturally thin person. Like,
okay.
I have yo-yoed my whole entire life. That's
sure.
a whole other story. But I used to be able to, like, lose 5 pounds if I needed to.
If you
to.
Needed to.
No.
Right.
If I have bread with dinner,
right.
it's like all of a sudden I'm 7 pounds heavier.
And it stays there for the next
Forever.
18 months.
It's like I have, like, one of those inflatable things around my stomach. Like I'm a kid in a pool.
And it won't go away.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What has gotten worse as you've gotten older?
Going to the bathroom. You can't stop going at night. 3 or 4 times a night.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can't get the stream to go all at once. So it's like you go, and then it stops. And then you go, and then it stops. And then you go.
Is that a boy problem? I don't have that problem.
Well, it's a problem.
All right.
1-800-330-9999. What's gotten worse as you've gotten older? My friends warned me. They're all older than me. And they said, when you turn 40, everything's going to start falling apart. And I was like, come on. And sure enough, next month I'm turning 40. And it's like a brick smacked me in my face. And all these things are starting to change in ways I never thought they would.
I can't see. Yeah. I can't see.
I can't see either. All my eyes, like all of a sudden, I had perfect vision.
And driving at night all of a sudden is becoming more difficult.
I just look at a loaf of bread and gain 3 pounds.
I mean, how am I supposed to be dealing with the same things my grandmother used to complain about and yet not getting an IHOP dinner for more than, I don't know, 15% off? All right? Give me the advantages, too, with the disadvantages.
It's Anna and Raven. What has gotten worse as you've gotten older? 1-800-330-9999.
My knees.
Your knees?
I used to make fun of my mom all the time because whenever we were out for a long time, she would complain about her knees. And the minute I turned 40, that was it. It was like I just inherited bad knees instantly. Uh-huh.
You inherit knees? Can you do that? I guess.
You can,
right?
Yeah. Genetically.
Your knees are the same as your mom's?
You're from the clan of weak knees. Oh, those people there, they never had to climb a hill before in their life. They lived right about sea level, developed weak knees.
Clearly, I guess in Ireland. Is that where they live?
I don't know. It's one of like two accents I can do.
Not well. Knees going out has to be difficult because all of a sudden all like the running and jumping you normally would do and like having pain there stinks.
It slows you down and ages you in so many other ways.
Yeah.
But it's not even the running and jumping. It's the stairs.
Right. Yeah. Walking.
Right.
Yeah. Strolling.
Not like normal stuff.
Right. Yeah. Walking on fatigue pads or carpet still kills me. Right.
Yeah, big parking lots.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What has gotten worse as you've gotten older?
I mean, it's not really just me. It's my husband. He used to get dressed up and put on something nice when we were going to head out. The other day, he tried to convince me that it was fine to go out in his, I don't know, like, 1998 jeans that he wears when he's working out in the yard. I mean, to a restaurant.
Nice.
Died at a steakhouse for Father's Day. It's like he just doesn't even care about looking presentable anymore.
I noticed that. The older you get, the more you care less about what's in fashion and what people are actually wearing.
Listen, you realize that there are less days ahead of you than maybe there were behind you. And you've spent a lot of time occupying the space in your head.
So you can't
wondering
just put
about
on a,
what other people think.
You can't put on a decent pair of jeans?
Nah, the heck with it.
I'm the one who has to look at him.
Right.
And Raven, what's gotten worse? Some things get better. This is just getting worse.
My attention span. I used to be patient and I so understanding. And then the other day, my wife yelled at me because we were like lined up about, I don't know, half a mile to get into Walmart. Everyone's wearing their mask. And I just stormed at the person at the front and I started complaining that they weren't doing their job. I forgot where we were.
As in the middle of a pandemic.
In a Walmart.
Right.
Right. I'm sure your wife like that. Is your wife?
I would have just went to the car.
Oh.
if that was my spouse, I would have just went to the car.
Is your wife one of those people that's like going to, like she just kills you with her eyes, like you know you're in trouble? Or will she actually make a scene there and be like, excuse me, and like give you a hard time?
Yeah, she didn't really talk to me until we were done shopping.
Right. That's what I would do. I would talk for like 3 days, actually.
Blowtorched somebody, right, for that. But you survived it. I hope you apologize and feel better about the planet today.
Yeah.
I did. I gave a very profuse thank you, and I'm sorry to the employee.
1-800-330-9999. What's gotten worse is you've gotten older. That's all right. Get it all off your chest. Go ahead and vent. I didn't believe it when my friends told me, but they warned me. They said, once you turn 40, it's all downhill. Things that you never thought were going to happen to your body will start happening. And I'm going to be 40 next month, and it's true. It's
Father 100%. Time. It's undefeated, Anna Zapp. All right?
I gain weight like it's my... Like, I didn't think it was physically possible to gain 5 pounds overnight. Oh, it is. It is.
I mean, if you really dedicate yourself to it.
Right. I don't dedicate myself. I just have a sandwich. That's it. Just got to look at that bread. It's Anna and Raven.
I would look at the bread, but I can't see anything from across the room anymore.
Right. You went blind.
It's over. I have glasses. I refuse to wear them because I'm like, oh, that would mean that I'm actually old. I've got a friend now. He keeps telling me to get cheaters. They're like $5 glasses. He's getting like a Costco or whatever, gets them in a 5-pack.
Yeah.
He leaves them all over his apartment in some place so he can read things randomly wherever he is.
Remember when you were young and you thought 40 was so old? And now I'm like, I'm 40. I'm young.
I'll never get to that age.
But it's all right. We're giving you a place to go ahead and vent right now. 1-800-330-9999. What's gotten worse as you've gotten older?
I agree with you totally. When I was younger, I didn't have to lose an ounce. Now, I look at something, and I gained 5 pounds.
I don't even understand. Like, I don't understand why.
You can smell the butter. Right, you're absorbing it.
Yeah, it just goes right on
osmosis.
My stomach.
I don't know. They keep telling me it's metabolism.
Right. That's what they say all the time. Oh, your metabolism, your metabolism. Well, you know what? I hate my metabolism. I hate it. That's all.
I hate mine.
Thanks for the call. Good morning.
Anna and Raven, what's gotten worse if you've gotten older?
My memory, not as sharp.
Oh, yeah. I have that problem, too.
Things. Yeah.
I call it story time with my husband because he'll tell me about vacations we went on, things that we did, that I swear he's making it up.
Yeah, that's what happens with me is I lose time. So it's not like I can't remember. Like, if you ask me when something happened, I could tell you it was a year ago, 6 months ago, and it could have been a decade and a half ago. Like, now I have no concept of time anymore.
Well, see, mine's a little bit different. Like, I could remember everything today. Like, I'll remember all the things I have to do. But if you had to tell me about what did we do for my daughter's first birthday, it's a blank. Like, I have no idea.
And Ann Raven, what's gotten worse as you've gotten older?
What got worse as I got older was my ability to be flexible. My body don't want to move anymore.
Oh, your body being flexible. I mean, me just as a person, personality-wise, that's happened too. Like, yeah. I am less flexible the older I get. If they ain't coming to my house and this ain't happening when I say, forget it, I'm not interested.
My daughter was doing cartwheels.
No,
she was like, Mommy, do a cartwheel. And I was like, yeah, I can do a cartwheel. No problem. And then all of a sudden when I got put my hands up,
oh, no.
I like panicked.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do this.
Tell your husband to spot you.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's gotten worse as you've gotten older?
So when I go into a room, I just don't remember why I went into the room.
Oh, that's good. Right. And then that
it's
makes
awful.
You so paranoid. Right. It makes you so paranoid because then you think you're far worse off than you actually are.
Yeah. And it happens every day. And it's just awful. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
if it happens
true.
Every day, then you should probably see something.
No, but that happens to me a lot, too. Like, I'll go down to the basement to get something, and then I'll just stand in the middle of the basement and just start turning around in circles trying to remember what it was. And it won't be till like 3 hours later. I was like, oh, I needed milk. I forgot. I had to come down here.
I don't know why in my life it always seems like it is a flight of stairs away when I forget something.
Yeah.
That's true.
It might be the stairs' fault, not your brain.
I think it could be.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's gotten worse as you've gotten older?
Well, I used to sneeze 2 times my whole life, and now I sneeze 5 or 6 times like my grandpa.
Oh, Anna does it 3 times in a row every time.
Every single time,
every
3 times.
Every time.
Yeah.
I think like a barrage of sneezes.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you get to decide who's right. Christian and Annie. Annie, what's going on?
Okay, so we've been talking for years about getting a dog, and finally my husband has decided that we can get one, but right before, like just a couple days before we're going to go pick it up, we found out that I'm pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that's great.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So now he wants to wait a little bit longer to get the dog. And I sort of feel like this is actually the best time to get one because it's like really good, you know, practice for us to just be, you know,
caring for something.
Taking care of. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say it was just because you could have the dog break in and then welcome the baby with the dog.
I mean, that'd be fun, too. But the dog poops outside. The baby poops inside. So you'll be all right. It's not going to overlap too much. Christian, what's your side of this?
I just think it's just too much right now. You know, a baby, that is more than a full-time job. I mean, that's your life. I mean, everything is going to change. And I just think right now we just need to wait to have a dog. We need to just focus on being ready for this baby, and then once, you know, our new gift comes into the world, we just need to focus on that. I'm all about just less is more and just being really specific and focused.
He is worked up about
having
this baby
a dog
coming. Right.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you? A baby.
Christian is worked up.
Dog,
right. No, I get it.
It's just a big. Yeah, it's just. That's just another big responsibility that right now I just don't think we're ready, and I don't want to deal with that. Just,
well,
not yet.
But you already have a dog picked out that you're supposed to go be picking up, so you would be canceling on this puppy that you already had picked, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Christian, that having a baby is a big deal. And obviously, and maybe waiting until after the baby is here and you're settled into being parents, that would be a better time to introduce a dog into your family. But they may see Annie's side, too, that you've already picked out this dog. You've decided you want this dog. And you're newly pregnant. You've got time. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Christian and Annie decided they're going to adopt a puppy, which, yay, that's great in our
book. That's exciting.
Right. They've got the deposit down. They got it all set. And now they found out that Annie is pregnant. It's their first child. Christian says, no, we can't take the dog. We can't take on two massive responsibilities like this at the same time.
Yeah, Dad sounds like he's a bit paranoid, and rightfully so. This is the first time going into it. He wants to make sure that he's doing the best thing for the family, but she says it's just that. This would be the best thing for our family.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
I am on the wife's side. I think that they should get the puppy before the baby comes. They have plenty of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's all part of your new normal, which I hate that phrase at this point in life, but I get what you're saying. Is like, bring it on now. That way you'll have time to adapt. Then the baby gets there. Now you're your typical American family. Think about that family portrait, Anna Zapp.
If you would ask me a couple years ago what I would have thought about this, I would have been like, no, it's not a good time to get a dog. But when my baby Dakota was born, you know, obviously we didn't know we were going to be able to have her.
The dog was there.
The dog was there and was only a year old. And their bond is stronger than anything else.
Right.
And it's beautiful. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Christian and Annie decided that they were going to adopt a puppy. They have a deposit and everything. It was great. And now they found out that Annie is pregnant, which is also great. But Christian thinks they should hold off on adopting the pet.
Listen, he's apprehensive, and rightfully so. It's their first child. But if you listen to Annie, it took a long time to convince him to get the dog, too. So maybe he's just overly cautious all the time. She wants him to take that plunge.
What do you think? Should they be getting a puppy when they know they've got a baby on the way? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. I have had maybe 6 dogs over my lifetime, and there's nothing like having a dog, especially when a kid comes into the world. First of all, if they share responsibilities, they'll get to know each other a lot better, and a dog will make people happy. It's just happiness, and you need that happiness and camaraderie when you're having a child.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I am on her side, actually. I found out I was pregnant, but I actually already got the puppy beforehand, but I'd only had her for about a week, and she was and is still the best addition that we've ever had to our family, and the bond that she has with our daughter is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I'm in the same boat.
Thank you for the call. I think it makes kids better, right? I think it makes parents better, too. It teaches patience all around before the baby gets there.
Well, let's not be naive, either. It's a lot of responsibility,
sure.
And having both is not easy. It wasn't easy. Now it's easy, but it wasn't easy at the beginning.
You'd be amazed what you can take on.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I think it's good that they get acclimated with the puppy, and you already agree to get the puppy. I had a puppy when I had my baby, and I'm telling you, it was like the nanny. My baby would bark like, hello, he needs a bottle, like, wait for me at the doorway.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
It's good to have a puppy to get acclimated with a baby. I mean, you know, early. They'll be literally relatives.
They're running mates. Right. Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Annie, our audience agreed with you this morning. If you already have a deposit on a dog and there's a dog that you've already started getting ready for, then just bring the dog on in.
Exactly. I think so. Plus, I read an article recently that said that it helps with allergies for kids to have pets.
It's funny you should bring that up, because my daughter's, my little one, Dakota, the 19-month-old, was allergic to our dog at the beginning. Really allergic, to the point where I was getting nervous.
Sure.
But she's built up an immunity. She still gets the hives, but nothing like she did at the beginning.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, the responsibility, the shared feeling of you guys caring for something and having to kind of rearrange your stuff to you know, figure out how to do it. It is good practice, I think.
I guess I'll give it a shot. Right.
Well, you're in it now, man. Right.
You got a problem too? Yeah, send an email. Couples Court at AnnaandRaven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Anna and Raven. How are you? It's Chris.
Chris, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, do me a favor.
Leave the room and don't brush up on your trivia while you're there.
Good luck, Chris.
He always takes his phone out there in the hall. He's studying. All right, Chris, we have $600 on the line today. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I bring them back into the studio. I ask them the same 5 questions. It's really easy. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, though, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Oh, I am. I could still use $600 right about now.
Yeah, I know. I want to give it to you, Chris. Trust me. Number 1, Elton John is facing legal action from his ex-wife. Which pop star is the godmother to both of Elton John's sons?
Lady Gaga.
Number 2, despite rumors, NASA did not find a parallel universe as reported. What is the name of the alternate dimension in Netflix's Stranger Things?
The Upside Down. Upside Down, is it? Yeah.
Number 3, Kanye West announced that he's running for president, even though he hasn't provided any paperwork to support the claim. He tweeted that his wife, Kim Kardashian, recently reached a financial milestone. What was that milestone?
She was a billionaire.
Number 4, today is National Fried Chicken Day. What's the name of the man that started KFC and became the brand ambassador and symbol?
Colonel Sanders.
At number 5, the show Big Brother debuted 20 years ago. Who has hosted the American version since it started?
What's her name?
Time's up, Chris. Good job, though. These are hard questions. You got a good shot at it. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo. All right.
Chris did great. He got 4 out of 5, and they're tricky this morning.
All right. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, Elton John is facing legal action from his ex-wife. Which pop star is the godmother to both of Elton John's sons?
Isn't it Lady Gaga?
Yes, Lady Gaga is correct.
Yes, yes.
Number 2, despite rumors, NASA did not find a parallel universe as reported.
Well, that's good, but it's out there.
Right. Okay. What is the name of the alternate dimension in Netflix's Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you would forget that.
Well, I always say the Upside Down world, which you won't,
I won't accept that.
Yeah, you won't accept that, even though to me it seems like the same thing.
It's not.
You won't, because it's a whole world.
Number 3, Kanye West announced he's running for president, even though he hasn't provided any paperwork to support the claim.
Perfect.
He tweeted that his wife, Kim Kardashian, recently reached a financial milestone. What was that milestone?
She's a billionaire now, right?
Yep, even though Forbes came out a couple days ago and they said that's not true. She's only worth $900 million, but
they keep saying that every time they come out and they say one of these things. I tend to believe Forbes, but, I mean, she's probably a sneeze away.
Here's what I know.
She's a stone throw away.
It's a lot more money than either of us will ever make.
Or could spend in a lifetime.
Right. Number 4, today is National Fried Chicken Day. What is the name of the man that started KFC and became the brand ambassador and symbol?
Well, it's the Colonel.
What's his full name?
Colonel...
Final answer, please.
Colonel... Lee. Phillips. Colonel Phillips.
Colonel Sanders.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
I couldn't think of it.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, and it was right there. I just got so excited that it was fried chicken day.
Chris, I got my money on
you. Started thinking about eating.
Because I don't think he knows this last one.
Oh.
Number 5, the show Big Brother debuted 20 years ago.
Oh, gosh.
Who has hosted the American version since it started?
Connie Chung, isn't it?
No, it's Julie Chen. Oh! And just like that, Chris, you got that $600.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
No way.
You won.
Yeah, congrats. I mean, if you had asked me that question.
That is awesome.
If you had asked me that question 9 months ago, I think I would have had the right answer just because there was a lot going on with her husband or whatever.
Yeah, Les Moonves is her husband.
Yes. Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, Chris, congratulations to you. You just beat Raven and won
$600. I'm part of an elite crowd right now.
You
that is
sure?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, he's feeling himself. Listen to
him. This is Chris, and I just beat Raven.
Mm. Congratulations, Chris. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
A new streak begins tomorrow. I don't like that.
We'll reset the jackpot down to $100.